KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 47 degrees. We look for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man has been ordered to spend 25 years in prison for the attempted murder of his pregnant girlfriend. The sentence for 21-year-old Thomas Roush Jr. was handed down Friday in Woodbury County District Court. Roush Jr. was convicted in March of attempted murder and willful injury in a January 2011 attack on Cassandra Smith, who's now 22. Authorities have said Roush walked up behind Smith at the home they'd shared in Sioux City and cut her throat and then stabbed her six times. Smith was pregnant at the time. Her unborn baby was not harmed. Roush is seeking a new trial. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV Store in Atlantic, your local Dish-authorized retailer. Do you want high-definition and DVR service on all your TVs in your home? Now you can, with the Hopper system from Dish. With the Hopper system, you can watch three live high-definition programs and one recorded event, all at the same time, all in HD. The system also includes Primetime Anytime, which will record all four major networks in HD from 7 to 10 p.m. automatically and store the information for 8 days, so you'll never miss your favorite program, even if the show broadcasts at a different time than usual. Stop by the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see a live demonstration of how the Hopper system can work for you. As always, we do our own installations and service what we sell. You can also get information by calling the TV Store at 712-243-3032. Limited time offer subject to change without notice regarding capacity limit in selection markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages, hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Sioux City bicyclist has been hospitalized after being hit and dragged by a pickup. Police say 31-year-old William Kammerer was struck around 5 a.m. Sunday as he headed down West 6th Street on his bike. Officers say Kammerer became caught under the pickup and was dragged 150 feet. Kammerer was run over by the truck as he got loose and dropped to the roadway. Police say his injuries included broken bones. The pickup was found later and the driver arrested. 21-year-old Fernando Garcia of Sioux City is accused of leaving the scene, failing to yield, and not having insurance. And a Bike and Trails Expo is being held this evening in Atlantic. Dave Chase with the Nation of Valley Trails Group says it's an opportunity for the public to learn about bike trail development in the area, along with the potential for economic development as a result of progress on the trails and wellness benefits. The evening begins with a guest speaker.
Mark Wyatt, the executive director of the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, is going to be our keynote speaker, and he has wonderful information to share about development of trails, not only in southwest Iowa, but statewide, and also bicycle safety.
Chase says Iowa is one of the leading states for mileage of recreational trails in the country, due in large part to the enthusiasm for bicycling, with Ragbri sparking a great deal of interest in the sport.
This coalition was developed 4 or 5 years ago to promote those types of things and also to try to get some legislation for in through the Iowa legislature for enhancement of these types of projects and for safety initiatives as well.
He says an update will also be made available during tonight's expo on the status of extending the bike trail from the Schulberg Recreation Area to the trailhead just west of Highway 71 northeast of Atlantic. The public is invited to provide input on those plans as well.
A short part of the program will be on trail development in Cass County and Atlantic and where we see that and we really gain a lot from the visions of people who come and listen to these things, and they can give us as much information as we can give to them. So, yeah, there'll be an interchange of ideas.
Chase says it's hoped the expo will reach those persons whose bikes may have been idle for a long time to show them what trails are available in the area, that they are safe, and how to ride safe.
We don't encourage people to ride on the highways and the county roads of the county. It is dangerous, and it's a dangerous sport, and only those who are skilled and have done it for a long time should be doing that sort of thing, and even those people can get killed and injured. So it's important to us to develop safe routes.
The expo will feature displays, refreshments, and door prizes, including the giveaway of two bikes, and displays of unusual bikes. It takes place at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic beginning at 7 p.m., and there is no charge for admission. State legislators appear to have reached a standstill at the State House with deep divisions over taxing and spending issues, plus the much-vaunted education reform effort is in jeopardy. House Speaker Craig Paulson said the 10 lawmakers who've been trying to hammer out that education plan are obviously struggling to find common ground between the two parties.
I don't know whether they're able to bridge that gap or get over those hurdles.
Senator Herman Kornbach, a Democrat from Ames who is involved in negotiations, admits the impasse may not be resolved.
I would be disappointed at that outcome, but there are some places where we will not go.
Some Republican lawmakers question whether it's necessary to pass a state spending plan for the fiscal year that will begin July the 1st, since legislators approved a partial two-year budget last year. That two-year plan would provide most state agencies with half as much as they've gotten this year. Senator Bill Dix of Shell Rock is the top-ranking Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee.
I believe that there are sufficient resources that were allocated a year ago to get to January 1, and in which case the next legislature after this November election could make a determination at that point of how to supplementally approve resources for the balance of that year.
Dix says he promised the taxpayers that he would ensure state spending doesn't grow beyond available revenue.
That's why I ran. That's why I'm here. It's what I told and why I believe I had the support of people in my district.
But Representative Scott Racker of Urbandale, the Republican who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, has not signed on to the idea of walking away now without taking action on the state budget.
If there's no further action on the budget, then there would be areas of state government that I believe would run out of their cash flow prior to the legislature convening next January.
Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs said state agencies would have to make tough choices if legislators don't come to some agreement soon on the budget.
They cannot presume that next January we would come back and do anything. They cannot presume that, and therefore, one quarter of all people in nursing homes will be thrown out of nursing homes. Schools would lose thousands of teachers. I mean, it's not really a plan that works.
House Speaker Craig Paulson, the top Republican in the legislature, says the budget problems will be solved before July.
We'll get it sorted out and it'll all be fine.
Legislators are still grappling with the issue of property tax reform also, but no one involved in the behind-the-scenes negotiations is yet willing to declare that issue as being dead. After several challenging years, a report shows Iowa's financial institutions are clearly on the mend and recovering well from the recession. John Sorensen, president and CEO of the Iowa Bankers Association, says the report details how Iowa banks and savings institutions enjoyed steady growth and financial health in the fourth quarter of 2011.
We've been helped by agriculture in Iowa and agriculture-related businesses. And actually, I think Iowa banks are reaping the benefits of being relationship lenders. Rather than lending indiscriminately, they know their customers and are working to meet the needs of their communities.
The report says total deposits in Iowa banks rose more than $55 billion in the fourth quarter. That's up $1 billion from the third quarter and more than $2 billion from the previous year. Sorensen said it shows people have more money to save and they're saving it in Iowa banks instead of risking it in the stock market.
People still enjoy the fact that their deposits are federally insured at an Iowa bank. And they like that security right now with the current market environment. Although we are starting to see some improvements in the economy, and the markets are also reflecting that to some degree.
The report says that more than 70% of Iowa's financial institutions reporting earnings gains for the second year in a row, and more than 95% were profitable at the end of 2011. He says Iowa's banks weathered the recession of the past few years very well.
We've only had two bank failures throughout the crisis. The vast majority of our banks were in very solid financial health. And I think even if you look nationally, you're starting to see a drop in the number of problem banks. I think we're working our way out, and that's good news for both Iowa banks and for Iowans.
The report also finds net income from all Iowa institutions improved by $271 million from the prior year to $685 million. Total earning assets also increased $2.1 billion to $63.4 billion. Iowa's total loans and leases also showed steady improvement, reaching $42.7 billion, and that was up $442 million from the third quarter. The Iowa Bankers Association represents Iowa's 345 banks and savings institutions. You can learn more at myiowabank.com. And taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, Americans continue to spend more, although the growth appears to be slowing. The Commerce Department said consumer spending increased 0.3% in March, and that's after a 0.9% gain in February. Meanwhile, income grew at 0.4%, following a 0.3% gain in February, and consumer spending accounts for 70% of economic growth. A deal is taking shape involving the traditional and the high-tech. Barnes & Noble and Microsoft are teaming up to create a new subsidiary of the bookseller, one that would include its digital and college businesses, along with a Nook application for Windows 8. Barnes & Noble will now have some ammunition to fend off shareholders who want a sale of the Nook business or even the whole company. Overseas, a prominent Chinese activist could soon be on his way to asylum in the United States, according to a human rights campaign in the U.S., or human rights campaigner, that is. Officials from Washington and Beijing are ironing out details for asylum for a blind Chinese legal activist who fled house arrest weeks ago. Activists say he's currently being protected by U.S. diplomats in Beijing. Al-Qaeda is offering a deal to British authorities. The North African affiliate of the terror group says it will free a British hostage if London allows a radical cleric to leave Britain for another country. The cleric is described as a leading figure in the terror group in Europe. And some residents of London will be getting troops and surface-to-air missiles on their rooftops for the Summer Olympics. British security officials today identified potential sites for the missiles and announced plans for security tests. Defense officials say one of the buildings offers an uncluttered view of the area and the sky above the Olympic Park. News time is 8:11.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch a video? Slower than slow, or just no service at all at your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High Speed Internet, powered by Xceed. Dish High Speed Internet is satellite internet at its best, with download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With Xceed, an optional wireless router, all your toys can connect to the internet, including your smartphones, iPad, Kindle, TV, DVD player, and even your computer. The system includes a Dish assembly and a modem, which is installed for you. Stop at the TV Store, your local Dish-authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on how to truly get high-speed internet from Xceed and Dish Network. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability, details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's data allowance policy.
And the funeral announcements, Amita Elizabeth Beth Bachelet, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for Amita Bachelet will be held on today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Margaret Holliday, age 92, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Margaret Holliday will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Eleanor Schrum, age 86, of Urbandale and formerly of Manning, died Thursday. Services for Eleanor Schrum will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Covenant Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Ethel Margaret Peters, age 92, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ethel Peters will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Paolosi, age 86, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Paolosi will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Donald C. Allen, age 75, of Yale, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Donald Allen will be on May the 26th at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.